You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Eliza Flanagan and Mary McLeod are the co-founders of CanCan, a soap and personal care brand they launched in 2019 in a way to promote the circular economy. Their beautiful soaps and body wash come in aluminum cans, certainly a bit different, but a great way to curb use of single-use plastic soap bottles. Mary from New Zealand and Eliza from Australia met in East London and have both lived in the UK for years and come from very different professional backgrounds. Mary worked in retail buying, including for the department store House of Fraser, while Eliza is behind the successful Hackney eatery Lardo. Here now are Mary and Eliza with the story of CanCan.
The conversation started over a campfire one weekend. Eliza and I are friends first and foremost, and you know, we were very much trading stories about changes that we're trying to make in our life to reduce plastic, make better choices for ourselves, for our families. And this conversation was just full of frustrations. It was fails. I think there was discussions around soap nuts and charcoal toothpaste flying on white tiles. And we just thought, surely there has got to be a better way. We want better choices that shouldn't come with sacrifice and compromise. I passed the mantle over to Eliza on this one. She was the one that really pushed forward on the conversation and said, you know, I really, really think there's something in this.
Well, we didn't want to create a superfluous product for the sake of it. We wanted something that people would use every day and that it was an essential item for their home. We wanted to make real impact. And we also had, as Mary had explained, really bad fails when it came to us trying to make some choices. And we were being really giving it our all, you know, really wanting to make dramatic change. And I mean, it kind of started from there. So we wanted to do something like soap and shampoo. And initially we were looking at things that could be posted. And we were working with a guy that had worked a lot in a similar sustainable area. And he was saying that he had, in his own research in packaging, found solutions that could really work for us. And we're like, oh, great, this is fantastic. And he's like, oh, there's these biodegradable pouches. You know, you can just throw them in the compost. And we were looking further in doing some due diligence on his proposal, we could see that this was actually just more greenwashing and it was biodegradable plastics and it wasn't actually a sustainable solution at all. And it really stopped us in our tracks. And we were like, well, we've done huge amounts of research around this area. And if it's catching us unawares, then surely there'll be a bunch of other people that are just your everyday consumer looking for some quick wins that equally will be taken down the garden path when it comes to the way that people are pitching stories and their products as being sustainable or green or eco. The solution was just more greenwashing. And so there was this moment where we realised that we had to look at the whole picture and not just look at packaging as a sort of separate thing that sat on its own, and that the whole system of manufacture and distribution and everything had to be looked at from a more holistic point of view. And it was really finding the Ellen MacArthur Foundation and her work around the circular economy, which really was our moment where it was like, this is what we need to be doing, and looking a little bit more holistically in the way that not just the packaging as a separate sort of purchasable part of the story, but looking at waste streams and looking at the ways it's dealt with afterwards and looking at the whole system and saying, well, there's no point us having innovation around plastics or green plastics or any of these other new innovations that are happening if they are in themselves not able to be dealt with once they're used. And so that's the way we came around to using aluminium, which again is not a perfect solution. I mean, there are many ways that people are focusing on trying to reduce plastics in our daily lives, but we wanted to find one that was a very easy, quick switch for people, that it wasn't trying to sort of get them to relearn how to use soap or get them to do things or use things that they perhaps haven't used before, or they feel really comfortable with liquids and all of a sudden we're saying, well, just use a bar of soap, you know. It's sort of goes against the grain for people, and I felt like we both really strongly believing that it, you know, we just needed it to be sacrifice free. And so a solution that we could just simply switch out the packaging and still have a luxury high quality product just seemed like the best, one of the solutions that we could offer. That at that time there was still no solution. It was either like products in plastic or a bar of soap, and there seemed to be this option where surely there could be a middle ground.
Neither Eliza nor I are soap makers. We both have experience in product and in retail. There's real commonality with having a real appreciation, I think, for good quality products. So we knew very, very early on that finding the right suppliers and brand partners was going to be really crucial to the launch of the brand. It is still very much a work in process. It's not just aligning ourselves with the suppliers that are a good fit for where we are now, but also where we really want to take the brand in the future. I think there's sort of lots of innovation we want to kind of bring into that product itself. As Eliza spoke on, that guiding principles of the circular economy is something we want to bring right through into the actual product construction itself. So we have a really lovely product manufacturer in Dorset. It's all virtually handmade in the UK, and we knew that the packaging is so important to all of this, so is every kind of aspect of it as well. So it's made with all natural ingredients, really good quality ingredients, lovely essential oils. It's got really complex scents, and we wanted to make sure that we kind of had really broad appeal with that product as well.
I really like high quality stuff, but I didn't have any understanding of what makes a high quality soap. I really came at this quite naively. But what I did really appreciate was this use of essential oils in the product. And I think that really elevated the product from being, you know, soap, but just having like this real complexity to the aroma, and having these really developed fragrances has been a real driving force for us. And they're quite punchy, our fragrances. They're not subtle scents by any stretch. So it either works for you as someone that likes to have a really strong fragrance or not. And we have talked about doing fragrance-free as well. But the essential oils are really, I feel like, one of our signature characters of our brand. And they're only getting better. We're doing some development work at the moment.
The initial hook for why someone may try us in the first place may be to reduce plastic, but for them to kind of continue purchasing from us and really have trust and loyalty with our brand, you know, that product obviously has to absolutely work really, really well and have lots of appeal, quality and scent wise. So making sure that we kind of set the bar really, really high from a product quality point of view was a crucial part of that for us right from the get-go. But we very much have intentions to broaden our product range. We're looking to introduce hair care, and we really want to keep innovating with our product offer. There is so much scope for improvement. We want to make sure that we're really pushing the boundaries on that. We think there's lots of exciting innovation to come with really, really seeing the value in all materials. So looking at bringing in more byproducts and waste products into the soap itself is something that really, really excites us. And I think the circular model and applying it to all aspects of our business, whether that's behind the scenes, operationally, the ingredients themselves, I think for Eliza and I, that's just a real guiding principle for us with all of our decision making.
We originally did a lot of work around brand because we really felt like there was a space in the market for a design-led sustainable solution, and that we're really speaking to people like to us that are conscious consumers that want to make an impact but don't really want to sacrifice on things. I feel like brand is one of those things that's so elusive and very hard to sort of pinpoint, but there are lots of values about our brand that I think that we keep going back to, and how that is personified in labels or logos and what have you, and voice, I think, will emerge from that. But I mean, we wanted not to be too serious and have too much of a earnest tone, and we really felt like there was a way to communicate to people without sort of giving them a lecture or preaching that most people really wanted innately to do better or do good, and but there was a lot of confusion, and sustainability is such a complex, confusing, broad and overwhelming area, and that often we're feeling quite overwhelmed, especially after like a pandemic, with information and just wanting something that was a really easy switch as well, and that, you know, having faith and trust in a brand for them to do the homework for you, and that you could just sign up to knowing that they did it for you and that by your loyalty you're supporting their actions, is where we originally came from.
This brand has started from, you know, mission first, and this is about making impact, and we know to make impact, you know, we have to grow, we have to do this on a larger scale, whether that be product, how we distribute, the markets we go into. You know, something we've been continuing to say and praise ourselves for is this sort of ability or learning to say no. You know, we are two people with the help of others, you know, trying to get the brand off the ground, and we've got lots of ideas, lots of opportunity, and we've had some really, really great interests, and I think that's really fueled our confidence that there definitely is an appetite and an interest in the brand. I think, you know, we've got quite a big focus over the next 12 months, you know, operationally, really, really setting ourselves up well to be able to kind of scale and not lose any of that quality of customer experience. So that's sort of quite a big piece of work coming on. I think, you know, we're really interested in moving into other markets. I think also finding our way that will allow us to go into other markets without compromising on our sustainability values as well. So whether that becomes manufacturing on quite a hyper local level, making sure that the ingredients in our products, you know, can be easily sourced, and, you know, I think there's quite a few decisions being made this end, but certainly the end ambition is to be able to make sure that this product is, you know, much further reaching than it currently is.
Eliza Flanagan and Mary McLeod there, the co-founders of CanCan. You can learn more and shop their soaps at knkn.london. My thanks to both, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.